We cannot seek achievement for ourselves and forget about progress and prosperity for our community. Our ambitions must be broad enough to include the aspirations and needs of others, for their sakes and for our own. Cesar Chavez. Hello and good morning. I'm William Morgan and you're listening to 42 Minutes, a conversation that happens weekly with the interesting artists and thinkers of our day. We are a production of SyncBook Radio and distributed by thesyncbook.com. You can find us online at 42minutes.com and you can reach us by sending a message to mail at 42minutes.com. You can also follow our tweets at Sync42 and at SyncBook. Today is the 17th of June, my daughter's 13th birthday, in fact, which is funny because we always seem to have a 42 on those days. But today, however, is a bonus. After talking to Martin Adams yesterday about land, economics, and the importance of community for episode 189, we are taking his advice and heading directly into community. My usual co-host, Douglas Bowles, is taking care of some of his own parental duties way up in Boise, and in his place, we have Mr. Zach Bauer with the assist today. Zach is a local SyncHit / radio host, and you can find his work on TalkShoe under the name of Metatron's Reality Hour, an unfolding deluge of Gnostic, occult, and conscious-raising content.
Well, thanks for that, Will. However, people can find out all about that when I talk to you and Doug next week.
Too true. Today, though, I will give you the honor of introducing our guest.
Well, today we have my friends Chuck and Melina, and like you said, this is all about community. So everybody on this call is actually from the Denver metro area, and for some time now, these two fine folks have been the organizers of the local Free Your Mind Colorado meetup. And you can find more about that at meetup.com/free-your-mind-colorado. And believe it or not, I had the pleasure of traveling out to the Free Your Mind conference in Philadelphia this last April with these fine folks back in April earlier this year. So there's plenty to talk about. But before I get into any of that, I believe we have a congratulations in order.
That's right. You two just got married. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, we're glad to be here for sure.
So I guess the first question for those who don't know, how would you define Free Your Mind?
The meetup itself, or because there's a lot associated with Free Your Mind. it was a conference before anything, I believe. But Free Your Mind Colorado is one of many local meetups. There's one in Arizona, one in Atlanta, one I believe in Seattle, and several others throughout the country. And they were started basically from being inspired by Mark Passio and the teachings that he offers. And this particular meetup was actually started because my good friend Eric he started it with me initially, and he actually turned me on to Mark Passio about a year and a half, maybe a year ago. And it's mostly about consciousness, mind control, and the occult, and the darkness that a lot of people try to avoid looking at in our world. So we try to get together as a community and study those subjects, as well as, you know, hopefully inspire each other and not be dragged down too much by that darkness, you know, to keep going and try to find some light.
I was going to say, I had the pleasure of going to a couple of the meetups, and I got to say, Melina, I'm impressed with what you've done with it. It's not a difficult task to discuss and breach a lot of these subjects, or they can be really upsetting to a lot of different people. And the fact that you've been able to keep it going this long, it's impressive.
Yeah, I have to say, the inspiration from Mark Passio is is while that's where it began, the growth and continuation of this community has really taken on a life of its own, and it's helped me personally to understand, you know, the directions that I can take in opening up my understandings. And that's the aspect of freeing our minds is seeking after the truth. And, you know, perhaps while understanding that we can never fully understand the truth in an absolute sense, we can discover relative truths and discuss those among one another and, you know, seek after that absolute goal. And I think that's mainly what it's about.
And I believe that people can find more information about Passio's work on whatonearthishappening.com. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Awesome.
Lots and lots of information there.
Right. So let's see. Now, the conference for Free Your Mind, there's like a big conference that happens every year. This is correct?
It's actually been bi-yearly, but there's talk of it actually happening every year now. So
I think they recently announced
the last one was such a success that they're talking about doing it every year now. Yeah.
And how big was that? I mean, when you guys went out there, what was it like?
I believe the largest, of course, the most amount of people were at Passio's presentation. There were over 30 or around 30 speakers total. It's a lot of information, a lot of great speakers. And the people in attendance, I believe, was around 500 at the most, like the biggest talk.
Yeah, so it's a good sized conference, and you know, when you get that many people who are seeking after truth and understanding consciousness and trying to understand, you know, all truth, whether it's dark or light, you know, you really run into a lot of very interesting people in a lot of different aspects of ways that we can grow as humans, both personally and collectively.
Yeah,
this is kind of tough dealing with so many different points. I mean, the subject matter is, I guess the only term I could really think of would be heady.
Yeah.
And there's so many conflicting, I know in our own community, for the Sync book, there's from time to time misunderstandings and arguments and so forth. I mean, how difficult is it to keep everybody on the same page?
I'm laughing because it's kind of seems to be a recurring thing for the co-organizers when we discuss, you know, the state of the meetup and, you know, the future and what we're all wanting to do with this meeting. Yeah, it's definitely been a struggle, especially because, you know, there's four of us now who are co-organizers, Megan, Eric, and Chuck and I, and with the four of us, we're actually all pretty much on the same page. I mean, as much as you're going to get with four different individuals, I think. And, but there are definitely, I would say about half of the people who attend aren't quite on the same page as us. And so there does seem to be, a lot, I feel very, discouraged, you know, some of the time. because there are definitely altering views and perspectives, and, you know, I'm of mind that, like, I'm kind of actually changing, but I've been of mind that, like, you know, I don't believe in the idea of authority. It's a myth, you know, and it's something that's been sold to us from the time we've come out of our womb, or before that, actually. And it's something that's very difficult for people to question in terms of the government. And that's something that I continually have gotten really frustrated with, as people see the truth and they intellectually understand it, but then when they apply it to their daily lives, they start to have some of that cognitive dissonance. I think that's what's going on. And in that case, there definitely is a difference in.
And to jump in here, I think one of the things that Melina brings to the group is she has a very keen perspective on the absoluteness of certain truths. And it's always difficult to bridge the gap between where people are in their minds and a truth that is absolute. And the differences between those absolute truths and those relative perspectives are things that we try to discuss. And I think that's the frustration that Melina expresses. And one of the things that I try to do is understand what that gap is. How do those gaps manifest, and what can we do to bridge those gaps between people who are, you know, either on the fence or on the other side of the fence, and just explain to them this alternate perspective of reality.
And having bared witness to this, a couple times myself, there's definitely been some kind of facepalm moments, but some great discussion has come to this. And, the focus of the group, at least the last few times, we've been going through and watching this presentation that Mark gave on natural law. So is it safe to say that the majority of the discussion thus far has been about natural law?
I mean, that's the intention, certainly, because we're actually finished now, finally, but 30, 40 minutes have been spent, at the beginning of the meeting watching that. But oftentimes, we would diverge, and it wouldn't be about natural law, which there's so many rabbit holes to go down. And that we were hoping that, in providing that information at the beginning of the meeting, that we would focus on that, But you even get into this whole thing about well, do we even really exist? I'm like, okay, of course you could go forever about existential subject matter, but we're starting from the basis that we are here. Otherwise, you can't even tackle these other natural law topics.
Otherwise, this conversation's not even happening.
Right.
It's a construct in a simulation of our minds or whatever it is. We don't, that's the thing. You can't fully understand the absoluteness of the truth. And the thing is, we're seeking after it, and it is in a lot of ways like herding cats. Like, we try to stay on a topic, but those topics are so, like you said, heady, that anything can really it affects everything. It affects what you eat, it affects what you believe spiritually, it affects what you do in your daily life. Like, all of these things are so, they can touch point to anything, and those rabbit trails are definitely things that we have gone down.
Well, see, the thing is we're dealing with different degrees of tinfoil. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Yep.
And some days, some days I wake up and I walk outside and I'm like, oh my God, they're spraying the hell out of us. Right. Do you know what I mean? And then other days, there's always cognitive dissonance that you got to worry about with yourself alone and how much you're willing to, accept on a daily basis. Yeah. So I try to hold multiple reality tunnels in my head at one time.
That's a good way to put it. I could definitely relate to that.
Well, doing that with other people is a lot more difficult. I mean, why did you guys get into such an endeavor?
Well, for me, it was, I'm calling it my second awakening. When Melina came into my life, I had, I was in a stagnant place. And early on in my life, I had done a lot of spiritual exploration and, developed a certain kind of worldview that was very open to certain kinds of things. And basically, at one point in my life, I went back to sleep and decided to live the life that had been prescribed for me, get married, have kids, get the job, get the house and the car and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't enough for me. And when I divorced and Melina came into my life several years later, I was primed for the kind of awakening that she exposed me to through Mark Passio. Not only just Mark Passio, but Melina's the kind of person that questions everything every day. From the world being round or flat to whether government should exist and whether I should eat this banana or not. It's every day. And that's one of the things that I greatly respect about her. And she's brought that into my life in a way that has allowed me to, kind of ask the kind of questions of myself and my own reality that has solidified or destroyed truths or lies that exist within me.
So bringing it along sync and kind of synchro mysticism, How do you find that has interwoven itself through the group and through the conference and through kind of everyday day-to-day things? And has that kind of helped you along the way, or does that create
or do you even know what that is?
Well, if I could just kind of kick off, you know, there's been a lot of synchronistic events that have happened within the group specifically. I mean, meeting Zach was a big deal. And people like Zach are people that we want to bring into our lives. One of the big things that we wanted out of the group was a community of people. I gave up a lot of friends this past year in the process of my awakening, actually the past year and a half, during the course of my awakening, because, you know, I realized that certain people weren't going to come along the path of consciousness with me. And that was something that I had to make some tough choices about. So, you know, in that way, recognizing that I'm a social individual and I need friendships, the group was an outlet for me to attract the kinds of people who would want to go along this path. So and meeting a lot of interesting people that have become very good friends is one of the most synchronistic things. You know, finding commonalities and goals, a lot of different opportunities. I mean, we had 8 people, I think, going to the conference.
Oh, from Denver.
Yeah. From Denver. And, you know, all of them were involved with this group that we know of.
I think we turned some heads. They're like, wow, how did we get all these people here and from one place? And yeah, I think it's pretty magical, and it's been awesome having you guys around.
Legalized marijuana, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
I would say, as far as synchronicities go, I have a hard time recalling specific events, but there at one point there were definitely a lot taking place. Like around the time Freighter X briefly was living in Denver, around that time that he was here, there was a lot of synchronicities taking place. And to me, when I experience those things, I feel like, okay, I'm doing something right. Like, this is the universe saying, yes, you're on the right path. Yes, you're onto something. And so that just kind of encourages me and inspires me.
And if I could just throw out, my middle daughter is turning 13 tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. That's crazy.
Away.
That, you know what that is? That's, you know what that is? That's 9/11 babies.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Wow. Yeah.
So, all right. So, you know, one thing, I did meet you guys at the Merc Cafe post meetup, I think.
Yep.
But it struck me about, you know, one of the common things that seems to go through Denver is not only an interest in these topics, but also music. Would you guys agree with that?
Definitely, yeah.
So what's that like? Is that something that was organized by you, or is that just kind of a spillover to the event itself? It seems like that's kind of common for these meetups, is this like post hip hop party sort of thing.
Well, actually with us, that was the first and only time so far, right? That we've done anything like that. We had a good friend of ours, Johnny, who's part of We Are Change Colorado. He was performing that night, and so we wanted to go and support him. And then of course Elias Clay was also, she was performing after him, and she's a great hip hop artist here in Denver, speaking a lot of truth. And so as a group, I think most of us, a good amount of us turned out that night to support them, because there aren't a lot of artists out there who are willing to dive into this. I mean, in Denver, there's probably a handful that I know of, but so, we're trying to support them and our friend Johnny, you know.
I get a little bit confused. What's the difference between Free Your Mind and We Are Change?
We Are Change is, again, another We Are Change Colorado is another chapter of We Are Change, which started in New York by Luke Gronkowski. And there's We Are Changes all over the world. And that's more of an activism group,
okay.
Trying to take actual action in the world, whether it's, you know, politically or socially, or, yeah, there's various avenues that they go down.
Yeah. And Johnny and I kind of discussed like the different aspects of our group in comparison, like Free Your Mind in comparison to We Are Change. And We Are Change is almost kind of like the gut of the consciousness body. Where it is interested in taking action. And we see Free Your Mind as the minds of this consciousness body, so that we can, you know, study and expand the mind and build up the mind in a way that it's able to understand and question and come to conclusions about
and
reality.
And then take action. Yeah.
And the action portion, we haven't really gotten to that, but we
you
haven't
mean the heart?
Well, the action part.
Okay.
the action part, we haven't really gotten to that from a Free Your Mind perspective of the group, but that's not necessarily something that we're pursuing right now.
I might disagree. I think as a result of the changing of a lot of these really deep rooted kind of nasty things that people tend to take for granted, I think the action is then inherent in the day to day life. I think that's so. You know, I think I get what you're saying, but I think at least it's made some big changes in the way I look at things.
I totally agree with you. I actually don't think that action always has to look like activism. And then activism, of course, could be construed in different ways too. And I guess that's my point, in that to me, the action is the decisions I make every day, the actions that I, you know, the choices I make, you know, and how I live every day and how I treat others and what I choose to do with my time and, you know, what I focus my attention on. And so to me, like, that's the action part, not that nothing else is needed, but you know, that's a huge piece of it, that people think, what do I do when I hear all this information? What am I supposed to do with it? And I mean, it's supposed to influence how you live your life, you know, because every day how you live your life and how you interact with others. And therefore when you're interacting with others, you're influencing their lives and their choices and decisions, you know?
Yeah. And I guess identifying these things that people can focus on from a very pragmatic perspective is one of the things that we are trying to do with this group. And we've identified a couple of things. You know, I think statism is a big deal. You know, the existence of government and the existence of the manipulation of the mind. You know, we're big proponents of, you know, turning off your television, cutting off yourself from media, and really digging into the deeper aspects of the psyche.
Aha. All right. So let's take it back to this conference that happened in April. Do you mind giving me some highlights that you remember from that and the things that you mostly took away?
There's so much.
So much.
It's hard to begin.
It was hard to really soak it in because there was just a deluge of information and it was nonstop for 3 days.
All right. Well, let's start from here. What was it like being in a car with Zach for that long?
And the plane. We were like right next to each other on the plane, the way that worked out.
Well, you know, I personally found Zach to be a very genuine individual. You know, got to know him pretty well, and
here.
You know, and you know, very personable, charming. You know, he reaches out and had a lot of connections. At the conference, we had lunch together at with Freeman, who was a pretty big figure and got a standing rousing ovation at his talk, which was very enlightening and very empowering. And
Zach was Mr. Social.
Yeah.
He was going around meeting as many people as possible, which is awesome. I actually regret that I didn't meet more people. I think I was like just totally overwhelmed by the amount of people there and the energy and the information that was being thrown at me.
Yeah. And for me, like being at the conference generally was, I felt so calm, surprisingly calm. I'm an extrovert. Melina's more of an introvert. I felt so calm being around these people. It was almost like this meditative high of social interaction. It was just very powerful.
It didn't feel like work, that's for sure. I mean, sometimes it's difficult for me to go out and, you know, talk to people, but I was just kind of walking around and it seemed like I'd bump into somebody and find this weird synchronistic connection. And it was just super cool. I had a blast. I had no idea I would end up, over at Mark's place the first night that we were in there.
Right.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. The first night we arrived, we spent the evening in Mark Passio's home drinking kombucha, chatting it up with all the organizers.
And then there was like a group of 15 of us who went to dinner with a bunch of the present presenters along with Mark. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And that
wasn't expected.
Incredible. Was never expected.
Thanks to Bob
like
Tuscan.
That.
Bob organized it. He has his own radio show as well. He was amazing.
And, you know, a couple points that just kind of jump out, you know, one of the first like impactful things that, I think happened that was a little bit weird, Stuart Swerdlow, it's his name, right?
Yeah.
Made
yeah.
a kind of bold statement about how there may be a false flag alien invasion event sometime between September and October. And there were some synchronicities there with the Pope coming to Philadelphia and some other events that, were talked about. Ross Ben gave some really interesting information about the birth of America, basically broke down the chart, the astrological chart of the birth of America.
And the significance of Philadelphia and the talked a lot about ley lines.
Wasn't really, it in really Capricorn?
Really great talk. Was it?
I can't remember.
I want to say it was. I remember a goat in there somewhere.
And that's possible. But it was timed. There was a signing that was timed at like 2:13 in the morning, a secret signing with Ben Franklin and was it Thomas Jefferson and that was timed with a very significant stellar event. And those are some of the things that, you know, really brought some interesting information. Roosevelt, what was her first? Is it
I don't know what you're talking about.
the granddaughter of Theodore Roosevelt.
You're talking about Laura Eisenhower.
Some president's daughter, right? Laura Eisenhower. She had a very kind of very broad talk on a lot of spiritual aspects of the condition of American society, and offered some kind of esoteric solutions that she saw and directions that she was going with her work. And you know, all of these things were very inspiring. Those are just a few highlights that come to mind.
Denise Barcelo, I think, is amazing. She talks a lot about birth trauma, as well as prenatal trauma, things in the womb, and the dark side of Western medicine and being birthed in a hospital and circumcision and just a lot to think about. And not just for people who plan on having children, but those of us who are here, because most of us have been born in hospitals and you know, have been vaccinated, and most boys have been circumcised and gone through that trauma. So very fascinating, definitely dark information, but for me, her information has been very empowering as well, being able to understand a lot of issues I might have.
Yeah. And I've got a folder that's probably 100 pages thick of just papers that I collected, notes that I took, that I still haven't been able to fully process.
Yeah, I missed... I definitely missed some of the talks. I missed Janice's, and I'm really looking forward to once the videos get put up for all the different presentations, because it was just so much to take in.
Another one. Sorry, right. Zach.
What is it?
I said Lennon Honor. That was another one. He was
really too. Yeah, he was super super nice, down to earth. Lots of information and just lots of. Poise and character, right? With him,
right? Well, in the opening Skype session with, I can't remember their names, but
the mnemonics,
John and Bonnie Mitchell,
right?
Yeah,
opened up with some information about some of those new subliminals that are basically all over the media, and kind of broke them down from a spiritual perspective, and it was incredible what was out there and some of the things that are being done from sigil magic that's being manifested in television and all of these things. And they kind of gave everybody, you know, a basic breakdown as to how to create your own sigils, the power of sigils,
using the use of it, the dark use of it versus the light use, like, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily always dark just because magic.
Right, right. As with any tool,
yeah.
You know, in the right hands, it can be used for good or evil.
I feel like a Yoda impression is called for all of a sudden. Do you say that these things are biannual? Is that true?
So they have been up until this most recent one. They decided to go annual because of the turnout. So they just, in the past, I want to say a couple of weeks, announced another April date.
I mean, that's like encouraging, don't you think, that it's almost a Comic-Con of sorts now?
For sure, yeah. They even talked about doing other events as well.
We just need to bring some more exciting costumes to it, I guess, and really compete.
I think that would be frowned upon by a lot of members of this community.
I'll wear a toga. I could be Superman.
Whatever. Somebody shows up in a Richard Nixon mask, and they will be God.
There's a booth there at this conference. A group of individual artists who basically offered you the opportunity to become your own superhero in an ongoing storyline. It's a group of artists.
The Metasabians, right?
Yes, that's right. And you can go online, you fill out this form, and they will make an episode with their main characters that interacts with your character as you've described them.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
And it's an ongoing story. You can purchase a DVD of... I think they have many dozens of comics available now, and it's just going to be going an ongoing story of humanity, and every individual who contributes basically gets to create their own kind of character with their strengths and weaknesses and all those kinds of things.
Oh, where do we go from there? So, I mean, what do you guys have planned for the future? Let's go that direction.
Well, as far as... you know, Free Your Mind Colorado goes, I, you know, we were talking about this idea of herding cats and how I get this idea in my head of, well, this is the right way, this is how it should be. But recently I've been coming more around to the idea that, you know, regardless of whether or not all of us in the meetup are on the same page, we are definitely... we are a community, and that's not what the powers that shouldn't be want. They don't want communities to be popping up. They don't want strength in numbers. They want to divide us. And so, you know, that's made clear throughout everyday life. And for me, that's what's most important right now about having this meetup. You know, we are of course going to continue to study and look at different subjects together as a group and invite others in, but that's the strongest aspect of it for me, and I want to keep growing on that. And rather than looking at, you know, how we are all different and at different places on the path, really just appreciate that we're all there together, wanting to even look into these things. You know, it's because it's so important. You can start to feel so isolated when you're on this path. To having that people back you, you know, it's huge.
And you know, the last meeting that we had. We had a very present moment in our discussion where we all came to the table and basically said, you know, this, well, there was a lot of conversation about being present and arriving to the moment. And it allowed us an opportunity to arrive at that very moment wherein, you know, we discussed the purpose of the group itself. And I, you know, think there was some agreement about a purpose that I found in the group, which was understanding these aspects of communication that, as I mentioned before, help us to bridge the gaps between the conditioned mind and the absolute truths that exist. And so, you know, going forward, these aspects of community that Melina has brought up is going to be a big deal, but also the fundamentals of communication and the human psyche and basically being an education and communication forum to experiment with ideas, to pragmatically approach the human mind, to open it up to truth.
Well, all right. So what do you guys think is the biggest opposition for us right now?
Oh, God. There's so many. For me, I think the biggest thing, the first thing that comes to mind is the continuous conditioning that exists in our society. Education, employment.
Indoctrination, you mean?
The indoctrination, yes. The indoctrination and the conditioning that falls in line with what some people call the Illuminati, the elitists, whatever you want to call. There is, the more I see, the more I come to understand, the more I believe that there is a group of people who have a grip on this world, and they maintain their grip through a house of cards, and that house of cards exists in government, education, and media, and that is our opposition. Those are the things that we fight against.
Military.
Wow. Okay, Zach, is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I think, the seeds that had been planted and are being planted from Free Your Mind Colorado and groups just like it, they kind of open up the door of possibilities, and they bring all these other people into the fold. So I think, I look forward to just seeing how it unfolds. And, there's new people that, we come in contact every day, and how we create this dialogue and we really create this reality is going to be really cool, regardless of what the media and the power elite and all that. It doesn't really have to, have the stranglehold that it does, because there's a lot more of us, and we're meeting each other and meeting up and finding each other in new and different and bizarre ways. And I think once you're open to the possibility and aren't in this rigid headspace, we have a lot to look forward to.
If I could go back just briefly to that question you're asking about opposition.
Yes, of course.
I think fear is really a huge challenge for most of us. And even those of us who know what's going on to some degree, of course we don't know everything that's going on. I think that's really, at least for me, that's been huge, cause you hear a lot about Jade Helm, Operation Jade Helm that's going on.
And didn't Colorado opt out of that?
I don't know, actually. Because I don't know how many different areas that was proposed to. But there's, there's all these stories and all these videos and all these photographs all about these Walmarts. And it's just like, you can get sucked up by this, and it can kind of paralyze you, because you start to imagine all these different scenarios around this. And I think some of it is intentional. I think a lot of it's fear porn. And I think that it's really detrimental to, our everyday lives and what we're trying to accomplish. So I'm not saying there's nothing that's going to happen, but there are scenarios like that that are constantly being proposed. And it's like how to not get caught up in that fear. And, because I know a lot of people are fear mongering, and it's hugely harmful to our psyche.
I think I would agree with you. I think that's the majority of what the alternative community has become, based off of the success of Alex Jones or whatnot. It's all the same thing now. I mean, they just shoot the... So, I mean, that goes to the question, what do you guys think? Are you optimist or pessimistic about the future?
I would say in general, I'm not as much of an optimist. That's probably why we're together, because Chuck, I think, is more of an optimist.
I'm definitely an optimist, but I recognize the pessimistic things that could be happening. And that's the balance of truth that Melina and I try to seek after. She tries to take on some of my optimism, and I try to take on some of her pessimism.
I don't think you want to take on pessimism.
No, it's good to temper that sword.
Wow. So tell us about your wedding.
We got a lot of compliments on our wedding. We designed our rings based on three chakras of the crown chakra, the heart chakra, and the solar plexus chakra.
Oh, phenomenal.
The three expressions of consciousness, of course, thoughts, feelings, and actions. And we spoke a lot of truth at our wedding. We invoked the seven directions, northeast, southwest, sky, earth, and heart.
Yep.
And
it was an anarchist wedding.
Yes, absolutely.
Most people had no idea. Of course, there was probably a handful of us there who actually are true anarchists, but most people had incredible compliments and really appreciated it. And I'm thinking, like, see, you really do deep down, you know, subscribe to this way of thinking, but
I just don't know it yet.
You're like,
Our vows were based on the seven hermetic principles.
Oh, phenomenal. That's impressive, guys. Wow.
You guys, I don't know how you did it, but, every day it seemed like it was raining except for on your wedding day. So kudos there.
Yeah, we kind of conjured up a little something special for sun on that day.
We did.
All right. That brings up something else, guys. The rain that's been plaguing Colorado lately. Harp.
I don't rule it out. Harp, chemtrails, or geoengineering. You know, I mean, I'm of the mind that most weather is engineered at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it could be just a really good promo for some new Starbucks. they're bringing a little bit of Seattle this way,
right?
Via Harp.
That's right. I felt like I should be listening to Nirvana all over again. I felt like I needed to wear eyeliner and Jesus, it was
break out the flannels,
right? Oh my God. That's too true. Too true. Well, guys, that was 42 minutes. Thank you so very much for spending it with us. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And to our listeners, you've been listening to Chuck and Malina on ThinkBook Radio, a production of thethinkbook.com. For more information about what they do, Google Free Your Mind Colorado. For more information about the ThinkBook, our guest, to check out past shows or to subscribe to the podcast via iTunes, please be sure and visit our website at thesyncbook.com. If you like this podcast and would like more, consider becoming a ThinkBook Plus member. Some of the membership benefits include full access to complete audio archives, discounts on books, behind-the-scenes scripts, bonus audio and video, as well as monthly online hangouts with the host. All this and more can be found at thesyncbook.com/membership. Thanks so much. And admit it, you aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider.
Music.
guys. Thanks. That was awesome. And I don't miss my guests. Zach, you got to run, don't you?
Yeah, I got a chiropractic visit to attend.
Nice.
It's been far too long. But yeah, thanks for letting me sit in and play Douglas Bowles.
How did that even happen? How did it happen that Zach was guessing?
I don't know.
Well, the thing is we usually do our shows on Tuesday, but I told Douglas I really like to do this show, so we fit two in this week. And in doing so, he was unable to join. And he basically asked Zach, because we have Zach on next week. And I didn't know that you guys, I didn't know that you guys were, you know, as familiar with each other as you were. So it was mere coincidence, really.
Synchronistic event.
Yeah.
Doug hadn't mentioned you guys. He's like, yeah, it's going to be a Colorado show. I was like, okay, cool. And then I was talking to Will about it because I was like, what's going on here? What, you know, what's this about? And he's like, and then let me know as you guys. So was,
that's funny.
The synchronicity never ends.
Yeah. Not around this group of but I guess everybody should be on about their day. I hope we get to talk again soon. And if you guys continue to do the meetups and stuff, I'm sure that I will make my way to one of them again here soon.
Right on.
What part of town are you in, Will?
I'm in Arvada. I'm in right across the street from Arvada West High School, actually.
Okay. So you're up north.
Yeah. You guys are further down south, if I don't miss.
Yeah. Colorado or Arvada.
Centennial.
It's weird because Zach is probably not even 10 minutes away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it was very strange because I was a severe loner. I mean, being part of the alternative community is one thing, but being a sinkhead is something completely different. And there is absolutely nobody around. It's weird because certain sinkheads that are in the community will literally end up living three blocks away from each other, but they found each other online. It's happened so many times. It's ridiculous.
Well, I found out about SyncBook. I can't remember if it's from Freeman or from Freighter X. I wasn't as familiar. And I think it was before he had even come out here and visited. And then I started checking it out. And then,
well, Fratter called me, told me he was in Denver, and he was like, well, why don't you come down to the Merc and we can meet up? And I had never seen him face to face, so I didn't know what that burly bastard looked like. And then Zach walked by and recognized me. And then he was like, Zach was like, you know, you're Will Morgan, aren't you? And we started talking and and then he kind of looked familiar to me. So I was like, wait a minute, dude, where do you work? And he asked me where I lived, and I told him I lived in Arvada. And he's like, well, I work at Arvada. And I was like, really? Where do you work? And he was like, oh, I work at Guitar Center. And if I remember correctly, that's when I slapped the table and I was like, I knew you, man.
And yeah, that's how you look familiar. Cause I even thought you looked familiar cause I saw some of the SyncBook or some of the Olympia Sync Summit stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it took until then that I realized I probably helped you at work. Like,
right. We talked about microphones and stuff. I remember going in there and you and I were talking and I was like, well, I'm looking for a new microphone, and you were, I mean, you and I have probably talked dozens of times,
right?
Even knowing who each other was, which was, made me ecstatic, because now I got like a sync hole. I got a sync buddy.
Right.
It's freaking retarded, but.
Well, I got to speak, guys.
Yes, yes, yes. And guys, you guys have a wonderful day today, and this will not be out until probably the weekend, just so you know.
Right on.
Because we like to space them out. So the other one that we just did will probably come out today. The one that we did yesterday, we'll probably put this out sometime around Friday or Saturday, or at least try to get it that close. And then next week's will be Tuesday or Wednesday. So it will be right in the middle of those two.
Cool.
And until we meet again, you guys have a wonderful evening.
Take care.
Thanks, Will. See you, Zach.
See ya. You guys take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Bye.